afternoon. You're listening to Scene Happy Radio live at betatrip.tripod.com. I have on the line for you Andrew Aguiar. I'm just going to take him off hold. We'll ask him a few questions and we'll play one of his tracks called Little Something. Here's Andrew Aguiar. Hi, Andrew. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good, good, good. Okay, so tell me about what you do as an artist, as a musician. What types of instruments do you play, and basically just tell me a little bit about your performances, your recordings.
Okay, I'm a singer-songwriter. I play the guitar primarily, and I sing. And my live performances are just that. They're me with my guitar, singing the songs that I write, ranging from things on a little more aggressive side to soft love songs, whatever really comes out when I'm writing music, you know?
Yeah, I understand completely. So you've got a solo performance style, and you work mainly with the guitar, which is a good instrument to use if you're in that format as a solo artist.
For sure, it makes things really simple. You know, there's nothing more convenient than being a man with a guitar. You know, it's portable, it's easy, and it sounds great.
And there's nobody else to tell you what to play and when to play it.
Yeah, but there is certainly freedom there. You know, being a solo artist for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your influences, and tell us, tell our listeners what you sound like, what they're going to hear when I play your track.
Well, the track that you'll be playing today is Lullaby, which is a softer love song, and it sounds just like that, actually. It sounds like a lullaby, and that has a lot to do with how it was written, how it came across to be called that. But it's definitely on the softer, more melodic side of my material. My influences kind of come from everywhere, and I kind of draw from everything that I hear. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of Tom Waits, and that really, you know, a gruff, aggressive, bluesy style. It's really had a lot of influence on a lot of the newer stuff I've been writing lately and performing, for sure.
That sounds really good. I'm also a fan of Tom Waits. He's great. He was a huge influence when I was growing up listening to music in the 80s and the 90s. So definitely a good influence, in my opinion, to have. Where can your listeners hear your music? Can they download it? Can they buy it?
Well, it's available for streaming off my website, andrewaguiar.com. For purchase, there's also it's available through a number of online venues, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and you can also get actual physical copies from those means. But just for a listen, I have three songs up on my site right now that, you know, are right there to stream.
So anybody can listen to them. They don't have to provide a donation for that, right?
No, it's free of charge. It's just right there on the homepage of my site.
And the site is www.andrewaguiar.com?
That's right, yeah, andrewaguiar.com. It's last name spelled like a guitar. You just take out the T, and then that's it there.
Okay, great. So just want to make sure our listeners are able to connect with you and listen to your music and learn all about Andrew Aguiar. Do you have any shows coming up or any shows that happened recently you'd like to mention?
I do have a couple shows coming up. This Tuesday I'm going to be playing in Ottawa at the Avant-Garde Bar. I'll also be doing a television performance that day for Rogers Television in Ottawa. And on the 28th of January, sorry, the 27th, I'm going to be playing at the Aesthetic Cafe in Kensington Market in Toronto.
Okay,
so,
great.
a couple shows coming up for sure.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you have a lot going on as far as playing shows is concerned. So everybody that's listening right now, please check out Andrew Egg. I have trouble pronouncing your last name. I do apologize. It's Aguiar.
Aguiar, yeah.
Aguiar. You just take out the A. So Andrew Aguiar, and we're going to play his lullaby called, where's the track here?
Lullaby.
Yeah, it's just called Lullaby.
That's right.
Sometimes the most simplest things can be the most complex. All right. So thanks for joining us today, Andrew. And we're going to play your track. This is called Lullaby. Thanks for tuning in. This is Sane Happy Radio live at betatrip.tripod.com. Take care, Andrew.